to the 366th episode of Travel It Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my terrific co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore, because of her creative and colorful culinary expertise.
We know that you can't travel right now, but we also know that things will change, hopefully sooner rather than later. In the meantime, we're continuing this weekly show of half-hour armchair travel so that we can take you back to the good old days and help you understand that they will be back soon.
And tonight our guest is Mike Schneider, Director of Sales and Marketing for Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas. Welcome, Mike, to Travel It Radio.
Thank you, guys. Happy to be on the show.
And we're happy to have you. Mike, not all national, state, and county parks are closed because one of the best opens tomorrow, May 8th. And we're talking about a place you can go right now, the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, home of Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas. Please tell our listeners where it's located.
Yes, so Lake Powell stretches from northern Arizona into Utah. It actually starts at the Glen Canyon Dam, which is located just minutes from Page, Arizona, just a small little town in northern Arizona, and then extends northeast almost 200 miles into Utah.
So what will visitors find there, Mike? What we know the colors are incredible. There's the blue water and the red cliffs and the beaches with blonde sand, for starters. Give us a little description.
Yeah, so many things, Keita. I mean, it's beautiful canyons to explore. We have caves. We have sandy beaches, like you just mentioned, hiking both on and off trail. And the lake is always looking different because the water level fluctuates throughout the year. So it starts rising in the spring because of the runoff from the Rocky Mountains. And then it starts going down in the middle of July. It's always kind of a different shade of blue, and the sunsets are the most amazing part about the lake.
Well, Mike, is it true that Lake Powell is actually a man-made reservoir that fills the water needs of Phoenix and L.A., providing enough water for 30 million families in Arizona, Nevada, and California?
Yes, what you said was correct, but the lake also serves to ensure that states like Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Wyoming, they have the appropriate amount of water resources as well. So kind of like a pact between seven states to ensure an equitable distribution of water.
And Lake Powell also generates electrical power?
Yes. The dam is also a major source of hydroelectric power. It actually produces over 4 billion kilowatt hours of power per year on average.
Wow, that's a lot. All right. So we're talking with Mike Schneider this evening of Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas. Dan?
Mike, with a length of 186 miles and 2,000 miles of shoreline, it must have taken a long time to fill the lake with water. Is it true it actually took 17 years to complete the job?
Yeah, let me clarify on that. So the dam was built in 1963. It only took a few years. Lady Bird Johns declared it a complete project basically in 1966, but it wasn't until 1980 that the lake actually reached full pool, which is 3,700 feet above sea level. And part of the reason is because of the demand for water in the growing populations of the Southwest, particularly Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Southern California. For example, just in the 1950s, Phoenix grew over 300% in population. And then in the 1960s, it still was growing over 100% in that 10-year span. So they were really just simply keeping up with the demand growth for resources in those places. So that's why it really took so long.
So with social distancing being vital right now on everybody's mind, is it possible during this time for visitors to follow that 6 feet of separation while visiting Lake Powell?
Absolutely, and we have a plan to accommodate that. We will be having signage up in all public areas, as well as floor stickers, just like you see in the grocery store today, to ensure guests are practicing the current social distancing standards that are set forth by both, you know, state and federal governments. We will also have hand sanitizing stations, as well as masks for people that do not have a mask. We're going to be strongly suggesting that you wear a mask, of course. And then one other thing that we're doing is we're going to have greeters outside of each operation to be opening doors for people and giving them instructions on how to, for example, check into the lodge or board their houseboat. And we are limiting certain things like check-ins or houseboat arrivals, kind of minimize the amount of people out on, say, the departure dock or in the lobby at any given point in time. We want guests to feel safe.
Well, that's good to know. Lake Powell is supposedly the houseboating capital of the world, and I've gone houseboating there twice, once way back in 1988 when I was on a Four Corners press trip, and once about 20 years after that. The natural beauty was spectacular both times, but houseboats certainly changed for the better over all that time. The second time around, I remember I had everything from air conditioning to TV, plus a spacious kitchen and very comfortable accommodations for sleeping. I know this year Lake Powell is adding a fleet of state-of-the-art Nomad houseboats. Please tell us about those.
Yes, the Nomad is awesome. I was actually just out on one in March doing photography and video to promote it. Beautiful boat. One thing that's kind of unique to it is that it has a reverse floor plan. So what that means is that the kitchen and the dining room and the living area are in the back of the boat. So when you beach the boat, the common areas face the lake. So when you're cooking food or dining with your family or just sitting around the living room having drinks or playing games, you actually have a view of the lake instead of a view of the beach and a rock, basically. I don't know why it took so long for consumers to push that preference to the houseboating industry, but it's kind of the new trend, and we only have one other boat type in our fleet that has the reverse floor plan, and it sells out so fast. Like, if you don't book it by the end of December, you won't be able to find a trip the Nomad was, oh, sorry.
That's okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. So we do have another one that has a reverse floor plan. It's also a couple feet wider. So, the living area actually is a little bit less scrunched. So our other boat is called the Wanderer. This is basically a mini version of that boat. It sleeps 10 comfortably inside the boat. So you have six people that can sleep inside of the staterooms, and then two people on the convertible dinette, and then two people on a pullout couch. And the price point is the best part about this. It starts at $3,600 during peak season for 7 days. And sleeps 10 people. So if you break it down, it's really just over $50 per day per person.
Wow. And you said the other one was wider. So speaking of houseboats, do they come with a captain, or are you driving these things yourself, rather?
99% of people are driving them themselves. We can always accommodate a private captain for an additional cost. But they're relatively easy to use. We give a boat instruction to every boat before they depart. We're basically teaching you safety features, how to operate the boat, how to beach and anchor the boat, and also houseboats top out between 5 and 10 miles an hour. So people quickly realize once they're out on the lake that it's not really that intimidating. It's a pontoon boat, just bigger. And it's even slower.
Actually, probably good if they tap out at 10 miles an hour. So how many boats do you have in your fleet of different sizes, descriptions, and price range? And are some easier to maneuver than others?
Yeah, so we have anything, we have something for everyone here at Lake Powell. We have houseboats that sleep six, that are 46 feet long. We have ones that sleep 16, that are 75 feet long and triple deckers. I wouldn't say that other house, like some houseboats are harder to maneuver than others. There are a couple that we have that are monohull, so they have one hull, and then there's ones that we have that are pontoon. And they're a little bit different to maneuver, like if it gets windy or something like that. But they're all pretty much the same and pretty easy to drive. Our cheapest vacation starts at just above $1,300 for 4 days during our value season. And then our most expensive is $15,000 during peak season for 7 days. So depending on your budget, you can get something that's more like an RV with smaller appliances, swamp cooler type air conditioning, or something luxurious that has direct TV and a hot tub and all the bells and whistles in the kitchen. So, and then as far as like, we actually like, again, give boat instructions, which include safety information, how to operate the boat and how to anchor the boat. So,
that's good to know. And to keep from getting lost, I'm guessing most people need to be able to read a map, or is there like any high-tech map technology in the boat?
No, not on most of them. We have these new 21-foot power boats. I can talk about those in a little bit too, that do have GPS. But if you're going out on the lake, it would be smart to probably purchase a Stan Jones map. You can buy them on site from us. You can also get them on Amazon. It will help you identify where you are on the lake. The lake has a system of mile marker buoys, so you can easily match them up on the map. If you haven't seen a buoy in a while, you're probably in a canyon or a tributary, probably a canyon though, and you can really just turn around and then figure out where you are once you spot a buoy. And then all of our rental vessels, of course, have radios, so you'll be instructed on how to use them during your mandatory boat instruction.
Good to know. We are talking with Mike Schneider this evening of Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas.
Mike, if memory serves as an accurate barometer, there are a myriad of activities on land and water for Lake Powell visitors to enjoy. For example, will the dinner cruise and rafting trips be running the minute the park opens tomorrow?
No, unfortunately, boat tours and rafting trips have been canceled through the end of the month. When we reopen these operations is kind of unknown at this point in time. That's all going to depend on basically what phase of the reopening we are in. Based on what the Utah and Arizona governors decide. So that's an unknown for us.
Okay. We'd also like to know if the museum and visitor center will be open.
Basically, that's the same answer. They're also remaining closed through the end of May. And again, it's not known when they will be reopening too, because they do tours of the dam through Glen Canyon Conservancy, and just based on the exact same things that I just laid out, we don't know when that will open.
Okay, please talk about the marinas and all the recreational options they offer.
Yeah, so our rental marinas, we have one down at Wawi Bay near Page, Arizona, and then we have one up in our North Lake operation, and we have several different products to offer you. We have a couple of different power boats. So we have like a basic 19-foot runabout power boat, no frills. It's not fast. You can do some basic water skiing on it. Probably not going to get up on a wakeboard on it, but you can pull the kids in a tube and explore the canyons. And then we have a 21-foot power boat that we actually brought in this last year. That one has a wakeboard tower on it. It's not necessarily a wakeboarding boat, but that one is the one that has GPS as well, has a great sound system. And then there's my personal favorite, the jet skis. If you want to have fun and explore on your own or with one other person instead of in a large group, we have those rentals available as well. And then we also have motorless rentals available for people that want to get a little bit more exercise. So we have kayaks that we have available for rent, and then stand-up paddleboards as well, which has been a popular trend in the last 5 to 10 years.
Okay. I'm going to tell our listeners you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Keita Roberts. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on Facebook. And we're talking tonight with Mike Schneider about Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas. Keita?
So, Mike, tell us a little bit more about some of the great attractions from Lake Powell. I do understand that there's like 96 major canyons, which for me just screams adventure.
Yes, there are 96 named canyons, but there are also many more canyons to be seen as well. When the water level rises, actually more canyons open up, and then when the water level drops, more beaches open up.
And what are some of the other great attractions?
So the Glen Canyon Dam is basically what created the beautiful lake that we have access to today. You have to drive over it to get to Lake Powell from Page, so you can see it from there. You can park your car and get out. There's guardrails on the sidewalk, so you can actually take pictures from above the dam, but you can also see the dam by boat or kayak or any sort of watercraft that you rent from us. We don't have boat rentals open, but we always drive past the dam and point it out during our boat rentals. And actually, the coolest way to see it is to go on one of our Horseshoe Bend rafting trips, which aren't open, of course, as I said, hopefully soon. But you start off at the dam, like, within 100 yards from the dam. And it's massive. It's hundreds of feet tall. It's majestic looking. That is my favorite way to see the Glen Canyon Dam.
Okay, people always confuse, or I shouldn't say always, but some people confuse the Glen Canyon Dam with Hoover Dam, which is not really that far away. How close are they, and what's the difference?
Oh, I don't know the exact mileage. The Hoover Dam is in Las Vegas, which is, a 3.5-hour drive from where Page, Arizona is. It's just another dam in a system of dams that releases water to different parts of the country and controls the amount of water access for each city or state within this pact, basically, that was made when the dam system was created. So
the Hoover Dam is bigger and older, right?
The Hoover Dam was created first, and then the Glen Canyon Dam was created second. So the Hoover Dam feeds into California. Glen Canyon Dam feeds into Nevada.
Okay. Let's talk about some of your day boat tours when they're available. How long do they take? We hear the Rainbow Bridge, Natural Arch, and Antelope Canyon are can't-miss destinations.
You're absolutely right. So we have boat tours that last anywhere from 1.5 hours through Antelope Canyon, and then we have a 6-hour excursion that allows you to explore Rainbow Bridge. It basically takes you up to an access dock, and then you have to hike to Rainbow Bridge. So it could be up to a mile each way, depending on water levels. But Rainbow Bridge is a must-see. It's one of the largest natural rock bridges in the world. It's considered to be sacred by many Native American tribes in the Southwest. And like if you're trying to picture what it looks like a big rainbow-shaped rock in the middle of a lake.
Okay. How many hotel rooms are available at Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas? And can people get lakeside accommodations at a reasonable rate?
Yes. So in our South Lake operation down near Page, Arizona, we have 348 guest rooms. In our North Lake operation up at Bullfrog, we have 50 guest rooms. But during the winter time, of course, you can always stay there for relatively cheap, under $100 if you look at our specials and packages page. But even during peak season, it's really not unreasonable. I mean, travelers can find rates during certain dates that we have lower occupancy, starting at $150, but it's usually about $150 to $200 during peak season, just depending on what.
Good to know. All right, we're talking with Mike Schneider of Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas. Keita?
Mike, your staff are for Aramark, right, which operates concessions in many of the national parks and resorts. Can you name them for some of our listeners?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have many, many operations. We operate in both Glacier Bay and Denali National Parks in Alaska. We have Yosemite National Park in California, Olympic National Park in Washington, Mesa Verde National Park in Colorado. And then we also have a great property that's just right outside of Grand Teton National Park, about 15 minutes and then under an hour from Yellowstone National Park. It's called Togony Mountain Lodge.
I might have actually been on property at the Togony Mountain Lodge. I love the Grand Tetons as well. Actually, there's not a national
awesome.
Park I'm not kind of obsessed with. But in my alter ego as Girl Carnivore, I'm also curious about local cuisine. So tell me what's on the menu at Lake Powell Resorts. And with all that water around, I mean, is it a seafood place?
No, I would not classify any of our restaurants at Lake Powell Resort as seafood restaurants. We do have some options. And we have multiple food outlets at Lake Powell Resort, but the real gem is Rainbow Room Dining Room. The menu is New American. It has a little bit of Southwest flair, so local flair, I guess, but it's actually more inspired by Southern cuisine. Our new chef loves Southern cuisine, and that's kind of his inspiration. So that's what the menu looks like right now. But you asked about seafood offerings. We do have some. There is an ahi ceviche tostada that's amazing, and that one actually does pull some Southern flair into it. It has an avocado puree, some jalapeno citrus, lime crema, but we also have like a cool Southern seafood dish as well, which is a fried green tomato with crab.
Oh, and I'm an expert in Southern cuisine, so I'll have to give that all a go, especially if you have any biscuits on the menu. All right, so sleeping on the houseboat sounds like one dreamy adventure, but what about camping on land? Are there opportunities like that at Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas?
Yes, we do have three campgrounds on Lake Powell, one at Waweep, which we've been mainly talking about, one at Halls Crossing Marina, and one at Bullfrog Marina. For tent campers, we do have restroom facilities, but then we also have full RV hookups as well.
That's exciting. Now, are people allowed to make reservations right now for those areas, or is that not open yet?
Absolutely. Our RVs open at Waweep tomorrow, actually, and then a week from then, our tent camping at Waweep opens. You can kind of read, there was a press release that was actually just released from Glen Canyon National Recreation Area with all of the staggering of opening dates. So if you just Google Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, and then there should be an alert section basically on their website, you can see what opens when.
That's actually really good to know, because some of my camping at some other national recreational areas have been postponed due to this. So it's good to know that some are still there. How far ahead, how far ahead should people be booking for normal trips if it was under normal circumstances for 4th of July or Labor Day?
Yes, 4th of July is very popular on Lake Powell. It's probably the most popular time you could even be on the lake. So if you're looking to book, especially a houseboat trip, boat in mind and a departure date in mind, I would book 9 to 12 months in advance. It fills up super fast. We were at some consumer shows in January, and people wanted that week, and we couldn't really find anything for them. So for that period of time, other holidays, not as busy. So I would say just keep an eye and keep calling in, but I wouldn't book a year in advance for other holidays besides July 4th mainly.
Good to know. What about Christmas or New Year's?
Christmas and New Year's are not quite a popular time to go to Lake Powell. It's colder weather, so it can snow during that time and get down to freezing temperatures. So within the month, for the month, if you book in December, you'd be fine to get a hotel room or a boat.
Okay, Mike, our listeners always like to know more about our guests, so please, in a couple minutes we have left, share where you were born, raised, and schooled, how you got into travel, and how you came to Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas.
Yes, so I was actually born in Des Moines, Iowa, but I grew up in Fort Collins, Colorado, so about an hour from Estes Park, Colorado, which is kind of like the port of entry, I guess, for Rocky Mountain National Park, so I think I've been there probably at least 50 to 100 times. And then my family also did a lot of outdoor things growing up, so camping, skiing, hiking, things like that. And then I went to Colorado State University. I was actually I majored in business administration. I was planning on being a stockbroker, and I graduated in 2008 during the financial crisis, and I was walking past a Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas booth at the career fair at my college, and I got wrangled in, and they convinced me to do an internship. So that's how I got into travel in Lake Powell.
Okay, real quick, is there anything we haven't asked that you would like to add?
I don't think so. I mean, check out our website, lakepowell.com. Super easy to remember. You can also follow us on Facebook. Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas is our name, and our Instagram account is Visit Lake Powell.
Okay. Our guest tonight has been Mike Schneider, Director of Sales and Marketing for Lake Powell Resorts and Marinas. Thank you, Mike, for joining us on Travel Edge Radio.
Thank you so much. It was great.
And thinking about gifts from Mother's Day, Father's Day, or graduation, consider my book, The New Baseball Bible, an unorthodox illustrated history that's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but costs less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for a special someone or for yourself. And that's it for this edition of Travel Edge Radio. Next week, for the first time in the 9-year history of this show, we'll welcome a major newspaper travel editor, Catherine Hamm of the Los Angeles Times. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Keita Roberts, a.k.a. Girl Carnivore, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.